This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It has been a busy day in the land of business and economics. You got stocks once again introducing us to their old friend volatility. An American industrial bellwether, the Aluminum Company of America, Alcoa, as it's also known, is splitting itself in two to cut the drag from its dragging commodities business. And Royal Dutch Shell has thrown in the towel on what might be the most expensive oil well ever. The company has put $7 billion into Arctic exploration all in, but announced this morning it didn't find enough oil and gas to make it worthwhile right now, and that for the foreseeable future, Alaskan Arctic fossil fuels are going to stay in the ground. There is a complicated dance going on between the economics of Arctic oil and the realities of climate change. And a new study out today in the lead-up to the big climate conference in Paris at the end of the year says that total climate pledges already made are still going to warm things up too much. Marketplace's Scott Tong starts us off from the sustainability desk.
Shell's is not the only Arctic fail this year. Stephen Kopitz at Princeton Energy Advisors says drilling in the Russian Arctic is also on hold, as well as in the waters above Norway.
Right now, the Arctic is shut down effectively. You know, these oil prices do not support Arctic exploration and drilling, anywhere in the world right now.
When oil prices go back up, big oil may return. The thing is, that collides head-on with the idea of a carbon budget. That is, to keep the planet's warming under 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, and right now we're on course for 6, just a fixed amount of fossil fuels can be burned. Economist Paul Ekins at University College London modeled what that might look like. He assumed that markets decide where to drill.
That is, you burn the cheapest resources first, and you leave the rest in the ground. And a notable result was that we didn't burn any Arctic resources at all.
The point is, Arctic drilling is remote and expensive. The question is how to stay away from it when oil prices rise. And the answer? Don't let them rise, says environmental scientist Steve Davis at the University of California, Irvine.
I often describe this problem as a cookie jar that we have to walk past for the rest of human civilization without dipping our hand in.
For cookie monsters, that's impossible. Unless, of course, a tastier treat arrives. And for Davis, that's renewable energy, enough to push down demand for fossil fuels and thus the price. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.